Gather the rainy Maria, or any new year to be honey, or papa to look at a tone, or the tire affine ea tato, tihe Maori order. This is the Green Desk on 95 BFM.
Indeed, and this week on the Green Desk, Mitchell Fuller speaks to Tupuna Maunga Authority Manager Nick Tuaroa about the recent planting of 3,000 native species on Ōwairaka, there was a big old planting. Mitch and Nick discuss TMA, the Tupuna Maunga Authority's plans for the ecological restoration of Tupuna Maunga within Tamaki Makaurau and their next steps in removing the exotic or invasive species on Ōwairaka. Mitch begins by asking Nick about the establishment of the Tupuna Maunga Authority, their role and aspirations for Tamaki Makaurau's maunga.
Authority is an independent co-governance statutory body, so it's made 50% of the authority is, well sorry, there's six members of the authority are from mana whenua of Tamaki Makaurau, being basically the Ngāti Whātua grouping, Marutuahu grouping and the Waiohua grouping, and then six members are councillors, well from council, so we have three local board members and three governing board members, and then there's a non-voting crown member who sits on the authority, so that's the 13 members. So they've been formed in 2014 as part of a treaty settlement, so that was the Ngā Mana Whenua Tamaki Makaurau Collective Redress Act, and basically they administer 14 tupuna maunga. So what's been happening over the last 5 years is we've written a series of documents, one being the integrated management plan that sets out the values of the tupuna maunga, and then we've just recently written and approved seven strategies with regards to biodiversity, biosecurity, education, recreation, and so on and so forth. Part of those strategies, we're looking at a wider program of works of vegetation restoration. So over the last year, well actually over the next 3 years, we'll be planting 74,000 plants, and we're doing some restoration work on Ōwairaka at the moment, and what that involves is clearing away a number of exotic trees, including pest weed species, trees that are hangover archaeological site, trees that sort of detract from the view shafts and from, you know, being able to see all of those archaeological and heritage features that are on the maunga.
A lot of people, I know when I speak to people about the works on the Tupuna Maunga, they often are saying, like, you know, although that it's not native vegetation, the native vegetation's being planted, why is there a need to get rid of the exotic species in particular, especially if they're already established? Like, aren't all trees good?
Well, I personally believe that the right tree in the right place is almost definitely a good thing. What you have to remember is that a lot of these sites are heritage sites. So, as I said, we have trees that hang over archaeological features, and we have trees that are planted right on, well, not planted, but have, you know, grown, you know, on Wahitapu and near those sites. You might recall about a year and a half ago, we had a really big storm that came through Tamaki Makaurau, and it blew over a number of trees on the maunga, yeah, and was ripping up midden site. So yeah, basically we had to go and basically cover over exposed midden site. So yeah, they certainly are a bit of a risk in that respect to those heritage features, and also health and safety as well. So we get a number of trees falling over tracks. Ōwairaka is a really prime example where a really, really large exotic tree fell over right on top of the track, and if there was someone there at that stage, could potentially have, you know, seriously harmed them. And also, yeah, in other places, it's really just about exposing and really showing what those archaeological features are. The maunga, you know, for many years have just been seen as parks and not necessarily as archaeological sites or cultural sites, wahitapu. So, you know, what we're trying to do is actually, you know, make it so that those features stand out and people can actually see those sites as, you know, as really significant sites for Māori. And not to say that they can't enjoy them and, you know, recreate on them, but actually just have a new appreciation for those sites as, you know, some of our, you know, internationally significant archaeological sites.
So is the work that's been done on Ōwairaka the first sort of ecological restoration project out of all of them?
No, this is our fourth maunga where we've been working in this space. And, you know, ecological restoration, you know, we have an ongoing maintenance program in terms of pest control and the like. So we are proactively, you know, doing that as part of our regular day-to-day operation. But we have already successfully undertaken 4 restoration plants. So over the last 2 years, we've replanted 10,000 plants on Maungarei, Mount Wellington. We planted 33,000 plants this year on Ohuiarangi. And we also planted 600 plants on Mangere, but that's followed over the next few years with a further 13,000 roughly trees that will be planted on that maunga. And there's a process for how we do that. We really look at places that have been previously modified, so we're not planting directly onto archaeological sites. We look at particular species where we are planting near archaeological sites where their root masses don't penetrate down, rather they sort of spread outwards, so they have minimal impact on archaeological sites. And of course, you know, we have taken off exotic trees from 4 of those maunga as well, Maungarei, Ohuiarangi, and Margaret Mountain, so 3 of those maunga that we've already successfully removed those exotic trees.
Well, I mean, from an ecological point of view as well, things like pine trees, they actually have the potential to reduce the actual capacity of native regeneration, eh?
You know, I mean, you just have to look right across Aotearoa New Zealand and with all those pine, you know, plantations to see that that creates a sort of monoculture, you know, of definitely. Species in those areas. I understand that, you know, pine needles have an acidic they leave an acidic value inside the soil, so it makes it harder for those, you know, for native plants to come up through the ground. So, yeah, absolutely. Some of those species do. Certainly with, you know, the likes, the spreading of myrtle rust when you have eucalypt plants on the maunga, what that can mean is they can carry that myrtle rust and basically attract that phytophthora to the maunga. So yeah, there are things like that impact. What we do know is that the net value of the work we're doing in terms of, you know, the restoration will increase biodiversity and, you know, will have an overall ecological benefit for all of our maunga. So they'll increase, you know, native species and the types of insects and birds and lizards that we have on the maunga.
So you've obviously done some planting on Owairaka. What is next for that?
So the next 6 weeks we are removing trees, and so there's a number of trees there that will be removed. That's a 6-week program of work. At the completion of that, and basically we can only plant in the winter months because basically that gives the plants the best opportunity to grow in terms of making sure that there's enough water in the ground. So next year we will be back in there planting a further 10,000 to 13,000 trees. So that will be over the next year. And then what it will come down to then is just ongoing weed control, making sure that those plants are looked after and making sure that, and pest control as well in terms of, you know, rats and possums and the like, sort of getting in there and killing some of those species.
Yeah. So is this only being done by specialists or can the local communities get involved as well?
No, absolutely. So this year we had about 8 planting days and we invited the community, especially on Owairaka as well. So we had a big planting day there with the community and we planted 3,000 trees. So, yeah, what will happen over the next year is put together a calendar of planting days right across our maunga and be inviting the local communities and people to come along and to get involved and also to, you know, rub shoulders with our staff and learn a little bit about the maunga and about the work we're doing. Yeah, they're really great days. We chuck in a sausage at the end for all your hard work and generally just have a good time. It's a nice thing to do.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM. Tihei Mauri Ora.